Glorified, the honored, the adored. Thank you, Master. Thank you because in you we live, we move, we have our being. Breathe upon the studies today. And let today mark a new day. Visit someone. Touch someone. Change someone's life. Give everyone a testimony. People have traveled from all over the world. Let nobody leave you the same. We give you the praise in Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord a big clap of hands as you take your seat. We'd like to welcome everyone here tonight and I appreciate how God has brought people from 44 nations and more coming. And also we have people everywhere connected. I'm sure the media will do justice to let us know from all around the world where everyone who is a part of this conference is connected. Philippa Hannah and her team all the way from the UK. We appreciate your coming. The Lord bless you. Give the Lord the praise and welcome them. Hallelujah. We have members of the Pakistani Parliament who came all the way. Mr. Wasim Anjar and Mr. Tariq Creel. Both of them, they are sitting, see their hands lifted there from the Parliament of Pakistan. That is like members of Congress of their country or members of the National Assembly in Nigeria. You are welcome. We had the most exciting time in Pakistan. And if you saw the crusade, it was impactful. And you are here showing that we are coming back again. We are coming back again. So give the Lord the praise. I'm sure they came back to ensure that we come back again. Give the Lord the praise. Give the Lord the praise. I thought that, all right, give the Lord a bigger clap and a louder shout of praise. The person that is on the mixer should wake up. As I was talking, they were corroborating and you wanted to see what they were doing when I say I'm coming back again. That is Pakistan. Give the Lord the praise. We had a great, 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 great time. And by the power of God, we trust God to be there again. This night, I am going to be speaking on Kings - Rulership and Dominion. First Peter chapter 2 and in verse 9. He said, but you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, an holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light. Tonight, we have as our objective understanding our kingship in rulership and dominion. The Bible makes it clear that the child of God is both a king and a priest. In 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 9, it says, but ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, an holy nation, a chosen generation, a royal priesthood. It is clear that the child of God is both a king and a priest. Revelation chapter 1 and in verse 6, the Bible says, he has made us kings and priests unto God and his Father. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. He made us kings and he made us priests. In Revelation chapter 5 and in verse 10, not only has he made us kings and priests, but we reign. He said he has made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. He made us kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. We are designed to be kings, to reign under the King of Heaven. The Bible calls him the King of Kings. So he is the King over kings. 1 Timothy chapter 6 and in verse 15, the Bible speaking about him tells us, which in his times he shall show who is the blessed and only potentate, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. So we have our King in heaven, who is the King of all of us who are kings. In Revelation 19 and in verse 16, Revelation 19 and in verse 16, and he has on his vesture and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. King of Kings and Lord of Lords. In Revelation chapter 17 and in verse 14, Revelation 17 and in verse 14, he said, this shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them. For he is the Lord of Lords and King of Kings. And they that with him are called and chosen and faithful. Somebody say a loud amen. King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We are designed to be kings of God and kings for God on the earth. Kings of the kingdom and kings for God in the earth. Now, if you look through the scriptures, you will understand that the symbols that depict the sons of God or the children of God, most of the symbols used are symbols of royalty. Descriptions of royalty. First of all is that of the lion. In Proverbs chapter 29, and in verse 1, he said, the wicked flee when no man pursues. 28:1. But the righteous are bold as a lion. So the righteous are spiritual lions. And the lion, according to Proverbs chapter 30, verse 30, the lion is strongest among the beasts. In other words, it is the king of the beasts. And he turneth not away for any. So the righteous are lions. The lion is the king of the beast. So we have a destiny of royalty. We have the destiny of lioness. The second is the eagle. The Bible said in the book of Isaiah chapter 40 verse 31, it said, they that wait on the Lord like we are doing now, it said, they shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. And they shall walk and not faint. They shall run and not be weary. And they shall walk and not faint. In Deuteronomy 32 verse 11 to verse 13, when he was describing how Moses was describing how Israel came out of Egypt, he says, as an eagle, steereth up her nest, fluttereth over her young,
spreadeth abroad her wings, and taketh them, beareth them on her wings.
So the Lord alone did lead him. He was talking about Israel, and there was no strange God with him. So he is the mother eagle, and we are the baby eagle.
He made him to ride on the high places of the earth, that he might eat the increase of the fields. And he made him to suck honey out of the rock,
and oil out of the flinty rock. Somebody say a loud amen. We must understand your destiny of royalty, because mentality affects reality. It affects reality. You must understand your destiny of reality. There is something at the back of the mind of some of us that makes us to move the way we move, talk the way we talk, act the way we act.
Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? So it is the destiny of the lion. The first description is that of a lion. The second is that of the eagle. The third is the mountain on top of mountains. That is the king of mountains. In Isaiah chapter 2 and in verse 1 and in verse 2, the Bible said, he said, the word that Isaiah the son of Amos saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem, he said, and it shall come to pass in the last days that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established in the top of the mountains. That is, other mountains gathered. It is above the mountains. And shall be exalted above the hills, and all the nations shall flow unto it. That is, the mountain of the Lord's house is on top of the mountains. Meaning that the people of the Lord's house are on top of the peoples of the earth. Am I communicating at all? The mountain of the Lord's house is above the mountains. The people of the Lord's house are above the peoples, on top of the peoples. That is a mountain above mountains. Number four symbolism is the city on the hill. The city on the hill. In Matthew chapter 5 and in verse 14, he said, you are the light of the world. A city set on the hill that cannot be hid. A city set on the hill cannot be hid. Somebody say amen. Somebody say amen. Somebody say a louder amen. Let God be through and let every devil be a liar. Somebody say, I am a king. I am royalty. I am a king in my generation. Now this is where the main thing lies tonight, and I'm going to be as sharp as I can. What does kingship entail? I am a king, you are a king. What is it all about? What does it entail? What is our assignment? Number one, kingship entails the command and control of geographical, spiritual, career or professional territories and domains. Say it again. Kingship entails the command and control of geographical, spiritual, career or professional territories and domains. Or domains and domains. So when the Bible said, you are a king, he made us kings and priests, it means that God designed for you to be a commander, a controller of a geographical territory, a spiritual territory, a professional territory, a career territory. That is, in a certain realm you are in charge. In other words, God is saying, I want my children, I want my people. people to be territorial commanders, to be commanders of territory, commanders in nations, commanders in municipalities, commanders of regions, commanders of continents. I want them to be commanders in certain fields of human endeavor. I want them to be in charge somewhere, to take charge and take control. In 1 Kings chapter 4 and in verse 24, Maho Shatoko Balagadis. Concerning the man called Solomon, the Bible said he had dominion over all the region on this side the river, from Tifsa even to Aza, over all the kings on this side the river, and he had peace on all sides round about him. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say it louder, amen. One of the worst things that can happen to anyone who claims to be a king is ignorance of territorial domain. Ignorance. The ignorance of the territory where you command. Not knowing where you are meant to be in charge of. Not knowing the domain of your control. Not knowing the territory that you have been given. Not knowing your level of command. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? It's like when you are being given to command a state, and you are in command of a hamlet or in command of a corner, and God is not the God who plays with words. He doesn't say it except he means it. And he means it before he says it. I hear what I'm saying here today. So in the name of Jesus today, whatever has made your life to be subterranean, whatever has made your life to be in the corner spiritually, I declare today that spell is broken. If you are saying amen, say louder amen. If you are saying amen, say louder amen. And because we are spiritual people, if for example you are a businessman in the banking and finance realm, and God positioned you as a king in that realm, where what you do is the number one in that realm, where you are the rule maker in that realm, it is not just the physical but the spiritual. You are the spiritual territorial commander. No cultic man is meant to have the final say in that territory where you are. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? No power of darkness is meant to have the final say in that territory where you are. That is what it means. God is saying, I am raising you up to be in absolute command in the territory where you are. You believe that? Say loud amen. You believe that? Say loud amen. You believe that? Say loud amen. Many of you should know that to be where we are by his mercy, this place, in the realm of the spirit, there has been battles fought. Fought and won. Fought and won. The man from Madagascar was telling me the other day, when we went there, we did welfare. And we put stickers on the welfare material, my picture, on the welfare bags, the bags of rice. He said he had excess of those stickers, placed it on the floor of his door in his house in Madagascar. A snake came on top of the sticker and couldn't move further. That sticker you are seeing, that was Pakistan's own. Talking of Madagascar, that's Pakistan's own. And couldn't proceed.
He said he had never seen a snake in that realm.
So he said it meant that that thing, what that mantle brought out whatever was after them. And the wife just walked casually to the snake and smashed it.
It wasn't dead. It was arrested.
It was immobilized. It was demobilized. That is, from here to there, the power was still arresting the forces of hell.
That was Madagascar. It was the largest welfare we have ever done. This will show you the crusade. The crusade-like welfare audience. I wish the camera would go back there. Look at it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Is God speaking to anybody here at all? I prophesy to you today, child of God, one of the things that I'm trusting God for an impartation today is the mentality of your territorial command, your mentality of your territorial control, your mentality of your dominion in the realm of rulership. If you are ready to move there, shout the loud and say amen. Take your seat and let's graduate to the next level. Kingship entails the command and control of geographical, spiritual, career, or professional territories and domains. Number two, kinship entails the guarantee of the welfare and well-being under your influence and within your domain. Is the guarantee of the welfare and well-being of everyone under your influence or within your domain. That is, as a king, you have influence over people in every realm under your domain. In Esther chapter 10 and in verse 3, the Bible speaking concerning Mordecai. It says, for Mordecai the Jew was next unto King Ahasuerus, and great among the Jews, and accepted of the multitude of his brethren, seeking the wealth of his people, and speaking peace to all his seed. Genesis chapter 40, Joseph was in the prison, and there were people under his command, under his control, the butler and the baker. In verse 5, the Bible said they got up in the morning and he saw that their faces were downcast. Verse 6, and Joseph said, what's wrong with you? You are looking sad. Is there any way I can help? Any way I can help? Some of us, we are aware that we are not just pastoring, that the welfare, not just of a congregation, but the welfare of a generation is our responsibility. On Sunday, Papa Yedepo roared in the church in Lagos. He said, as one of the privileged watchmen over this nation, I speak. We have been speaking for almost a week. By Sunday, he told me, he said, the first day we started talking, he said, I have not done any other thing since today. He said, I have been overwhelmed with what we've been talking about, the state of this nation. By Sunday morning, he said, I have not slept well for the last 3 days. Do you understand what I'm saying? When you understand that you are a territorial commander, when you understand that there are a people whose destiny depends on your influence, it bothers you what happens to them. It bothers you what happens to them. If there is any pastor that is seated hearing the sound of my voice, please, I beg you, stop being a career kind of vocational pastor. Job pastor, you have a job as a pastor.
have a job as a pastor. I have a good house. I have a good car. I fly abroad anytime I want. That is useless. 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 You don't care about the destiny of those calling you father in the Lord. You enjoy the title daddy, daddy, mommy, mommy. And yet if anything challenges them, it doesn't move you. What is that? Unbelievers don't care. Politicians don't care. You are a pastor, you don't care too. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Ezekiel said, I sat where they sat. He went to the captives of Judah by the river Cheba. He said, I sat where they sat. I put myself where they found themselves. And their pains became my pain. Then I came to them of the captivity at Tel Aviv and that dwell by the river of Kebar. And I sat where they sat. And I remained astonished among them for 7 days. Are these the people of God that once walked in freedom that are sitting in captivity like this in a foreign land? I sat where they sat and I remained in pain with them for 7 days. Kings. It's going to get deeper. What I'm talking about is about to get deeper. Kings. The welfare. There must be. If you consider yourself a king appointed by God, whose welfare are you defending? If you consider yourself as a king, under the King of Heaven, whose well-being is a concern to you? Whose well-being is a concern to your life? Whose well-being? Whose well-being? We have paid people's hospital bills. We have done several things. You just, whatever can be done. Whatever can. Yesterday they showed me the paper of someone challenged the medical situation. B was in 6-0. He was trepidatious to submit it to me. He said, what do I say? It's signed. A worker in church. Are you following what I'm saying here today? Whose welfare? Whose well-being? That is what God is calling us to. And I can assure you, when I talk the leadership aspect of it, I can assure you, the bigger your heart, the bigger the responsibility God will put in your hands. Kingship entails the guarantee of the welfare and the well-being of everyone under your influence and within your domain. That is why we have people in positions of authority today in the nations across the world who have no business with the offices at all. No business whatsoever being called a president. No business being called a governor. No business. Those are position occupiers. Heartless, wicked human beings. People who can negotiate their office at the expense of the blood of people. Well, let's negotiate. Will you allow us to continue operation as usual? Yes. That's the condition in which you can go into power. People who are unbelievable stories. Some giving money by setting demonic terrorist influences, giving money to assist them to go to power, to campaign. When you go to power, anything they say is what you must repeat.
You can't talk against them. Because there is money and food in your mouth. And you don't speak when you are eating. Are you hearing what I'm saying today? That's the tragedy. You see, in Africa, we don't have much of the disasters that they have in the rest of the world. Tsunami, volcano, hurricane, all those things. And we thank God for that. But the kind of disaster we have at times is worse than that one. Leadership is that the people themselves in power are the disaster. They are the tsunami. They are the hurricane. Across the world, what was happening in the Philippines? What's it called? Typhoon. There are people before you put, you call their name, you put in front typhoon, volcano, yes, hurricane. You put the hurricane before you call their name. That is who they, what they are. But there are many of us here. God is waiting for you. Spiritually and otherwise, in your generation, in your communities, in our families, God is waiting for you. And I believe that in this season that we are in, the earth shall be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the seas. You believe that, shout the loudest, amen. You believe that, shout the loudest, amen. What does kingship entail? Number three, I need to run. It entails the defense of territorial integrity from enemy invasion, incursion, and confrontation. It entails the defense of territorial integrity from enemy invasion, incursion, and confrontation, the defense of territorial integrity. These all concerns of the world know that the role of a leader of a people or a nation or whatever it is, a chief security officer of a place, is the defense of territorial integrity from enemy invasion, enemy incursion, enemy confrontation. Do you remember how Samaria was besieged? Until they were selling dove dung and the head of donkey. 2 Kings chapter 6 and in verse 24. 2 Kings 6, 24. The Bible said, and it came to pass after this that Ben-Hadad, king of Syria, gathered up all his hosts and went up and besieged Samaria. Surrounded, environed Samaria. And there was great famine in the land. It was a confrontation. At that time the king was helpless. But he knew he needed to defend his nation. But he didn't have the power. He went to the prophet in verse 30 to 31. And the Bible said, and it came to pass when the king heard the words of the woman, how they were eating their children, that he rent his clothes and he passed by upon the wall. And the people looked, and behold, he had sackcloth upon his flesh. Then he said, God do so and more also to me. If the head of Elisha, the son of Shaphat, should remain on his body today. That is, I am the king of the land. But I am aware that there is a prophet around in whose mouth things can change. Why should he remain until things degenerate to this level? Why should he remain until things spoil to this level? Let him go for it. Hallelujah. Why will you be king, be ruler, be in a domain, and you allow the enemy to penetrate and take it? Somebody say, no way. How many of us here in this nation are going to tell the devil, you can't have this land? How many of you are going to tell the devil, you can't have this land? You're going to tell the devil, you can't have this land. How many of you are going to tell the devil, you can't have this land? You can't have Nigeria. You can't have the nations here. How many will tell the devil, you can't have this land? We have no space for you here. Listen, take your seat, people. The time has come where with one voice you can function anywhere but not here. I was a student in the university. I came back home one day and somebody was prophesying. Everybody was carried away. And as I heard that prophetic prophecy, it wasn't of God. And I was wondering why people, everybody was deceived, including a notable prophet. He believed that the woman was of God. And I said, are you hearing this tongue? I said, this is not of God. He said, really? It's okay, let's pray about it. And we prayed. Laid hands on that prophetess. That was the end of prophecy forever. The spirit of divination was arrested and sent back to hell. Sanity was restored in the climate. Dogs don't misbehave where lions are. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? There are certain actions that are not allowed. They 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 are not allowed. In certain territories, they are not allowed. They are not allowed. They are not allowed. You should be authoritative enough and kingly enough to tell the witches in your family, I am here, you can't be here. I am here, you can't be here. I am here, you can't be here. I am here, you can't be here.
Some time ago, there was a minister in court who was so anointed in court. Everybody was going to where he was. People of the other religion were going without repenting. Hardened all manner of politicians. He was so anointed. In quote. I said, so what's happening? What's happening here? Then he now invited me I should come and preach in his ministry.
Before we went, my wife and I held our hands and prayed for the meeting. While we were praying, God opened her eyes and she saw an altar different from the altar of God. On that altar.
Okay.
So you are mixing kerosene and water. So there is another altar on the altar that is not of God. And you want me to stand there so that I can confirm you for them.
After we saw that, my wife and I were contemplating. Should I go? Should I not go? And I remember Archbishop Idahosa. Oh, he went to some places like that. And I said, okay, I am going there for one purpose. For the closure of that altar. Which was what I did.
And when I went there, by the first statements I began to make, the man regretted the invitation. If he had known, he invited the wrong person. He invited the wrong person. One man met me later. The man came from Enugu to that church. And after he worshipped in that church. And he said, this is not of God. He left. He said, God told him, I am going to send my servant, mention my name, to go there to close it. He told him, the man told me later. Wow. Himself here, before the program. Long story made short, before you know it, that place summarized. Summarized, fizzled out, became history. History till today. Till tomorrow.
That is, there are certain operations that are not allowable. Where you are found. But I want us to shift in level. Want us to shift in level. Want us to shift in level. They said, one of the young men here, some time back, got a threat. That somebody said he's going to die. And the person threatening him is meant to be
another is going to die. And he said, this is what I said. The person who said he will die, you are preserved and he is the one to die. That one, I think he died under how many days? You want to die. You are the one to die. You are the one to die. Hyena. Trying to snatch lion picking. He ended up in debt. Are you hearing? I want you tonight to make up your... I don't want to be king by name. I don't want the Bible to only say I am a king. I want the proofs of my kingship. I want the authority of my royalty to begin to manifest until the devil is aware that there is a crown on my head. Somebody say the loudest amen. I think it was in the year. How many of us remember crowned? 2007 May convention. Crown of glory. So I told everybody to do a prophetic crown and put on the head. One of the young ladies who came was inside the vehicle going to Kubwa with that crown on her head. Not knowing that she entered a ritualist vehicle. That's right. And he's coming again. Kayanja was there in that program and is now coming back for this one, which is still kings and priests. Listen to this. And the girl was inside, the lady was inside the bus. And I think they told her, you have entered the wrong vehicle. He said, what are you talking about? He said, you are gone. Say, what? How? You know what that devil told her? He said, we need your head. Say, Koko Baba Laratasa. Oh Lord. Masataka Pakalaka Lakalaka. All of a sudden, the head of the group got a knife cut, invisible hand. Cut him with a knife. Hey! He started bleeding inside the vehicle. He said, I have been hit. She is a witch. She is a witch. Push her down. That one can't live. The blood he's looking for is his own blood that they got. That cult, he can't come out of it. Every devil looking for your blood in this season, they shall drink their own blood. If you are saying amen, say it louder, amen. If you are saying amen, say it louder, amen. Lift your hands and say, no devil can drink my blood. Say in the name of Jesus, I am too dangerous for the devil to dare. Shout the loudest amen. Hold the hand of somebody near you and pray with brutality, and you are going to say, Father, help this your child to rise up in royalty, in kingship authority today. Open your mouth and pray for 1 minute. Rise up in royalty, rise up in kingship authority today, rise up in royalty. Lara Teso to Fredo Harada, Lara Teso to Fredo Kokosoklada Harada, Rata Sete Fredo Soto Harazahi. Lara Tessete Fetus Soto Fredo Hadida Hadizahi. Lara Papato Soto Fetus and Agahadaga Hadizahi. Yaparata Fedo, Toro Nagara Hadizari. Gazizarito, Soto Solo Dodo Zoradida. Lara Tessete Fetus Soto Fedo Zahali. Lara Papato Soto Feto Kokosoko Hadizahi. Young Tani Lagalahara Sahari. Rato Sete Fetus Sila Galahara Hari. Rato Sete Fido Sona La Hadilana. Rato Soroto Sele Galinana. Rakete Sere Dozalina Magalarates, Galarates Miratosi, La Karadahas Miratoseli, Tekere Milogoso, Rupate Setife Tosinana, Lara Taza di Glarada Hara,
Raka sete feto soto feto soto gloro de horo. Raka satala da brabo de goho sala hari. Raka sete feto soto la hari. Lepe rete sete feto soto la hari. Raka sete feto soto la hari. In Jesus precious name, the Lord heard and answered us. Give him the praise, take your seat. The fourth thing, and I'm going to be rushing now. Kingship involves territorial resources command. Territorial resources command, control, and management for the good of all. Territorial resources command, control, and management for the good of all. Everyone who is placed as a king of God, whether it is in the political realm or in the spiritual realm, in your career, in your profession, God will give you, will pass through your hands enormous resources for that you will command and control for the good of all. 1 Kings chapter 10 verse 15. 1 Kings 10, 15. Concerning Solomon, he said, besides that he had of the merchant men, and of the traffic of the spice merchants, and of all the kings of Arabia, and of the governors of the country, the weight of gold that came, and King Solomon made 200 targets of beaten gold, 600 shekels of gold went to one target. He talked about the weight of gold that came to Solomon in 1 year. And all these were enormous resources. Enormous. And everyone within his sphere felt it. In 1 Kings 10, 6 to 8 again, the Bible speaking, and he said, and she said to the king, it was a true report that I heard in mine own land of thy acts and of thy wisdom. Howbeit, I believed not the words until I came and my eyes had seen it. And behold, the half was not told me. Thy wisdom and prosperity exceeded the fame which I heard. He said, happy are these thy men. Happy are these thy servants. He had enormous resources that was effectively managed and not abused for the good of all. Hallelujah. Please, when God places you in position of authority, in positions of kingship, in positions of resources, control, command, ensure that it is effectively managed for the benefit of all. Hallelujah. How many of you know that our country here has the capacity to look like Dubai, including cities, with plenty cities? The resources is too much. Too much. Gold, all manner of things are in the ground, apart from crude oil. Human resources, intellectual resources. Grossly abused, grossly mismanaged, grossly amassed, as if anybody will sleep and take a dime with them to hell. Because they are living as people determined to go to hell. When you kill people to go into power, when you consult familiar priests and the occult, when you are brazenly terribly wicked, your struggle is how to make hell, how not to miss hell. So how? Let me behave until I don't miss going to hell. How much will you take with you to hell? And what will you buy there? Bishop Ijach, do you remember the song? Fire will burn you, fire will burn you. Danger day. That's how these people are behaving. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Beloved brothers and sisters, anywhere God has positioned you, use it well.
God has helped us to do for people what people have not done for us. I would say that in time to come. Do for people in terms of welfare, in terms of assistance, in unbelievable dimensions. Little one. The elderly man of God was going somewhere to minister. And I asked the person who was to host him like an 80-year-old person. How is he going? Oh, he has to wake up by 5 a.m. in the morning to be able to go to the airport and catch the early flight. I said, oh, really? No, that is too old to do that. Is it possible we can assist him get a plane to pick him? So that would be too good. So it's done. Plane was sent, picked him. Vehicle was received him at the airport. Took him to where he was going. Passing by, his hand was not empty. As if he ministered and he was being given an honorarium. There is no physical relationship in terms of father, son, mentor, protege, none. The only relationship is that is an elder in the body of Christ. Are you following what I'm saying here today? Those kind of things, what I just shared with you now is shadow multiplied like 1,000 times are the kind of things that have been done so far. Do you understand what I'm talking about? When God knows that if he positioned Daniel will pull up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. He will position him.
Who?
Mrs. Oh yes. The Reverend Ezekiel Dachoma. I'm sure you know him. The firebrand man who is permanently on fire because of the kind of things he has passed through. It's not possible for him to speak quietly. When you have buried women but we have a lot of foreigners here, let's not go into the details. And how appreciative he was. Beloved brothers and sisters, I speak to someone here. God is going to commit into your hands resources that will impact your generation. If you are saying amen, say louder amen. If you are saying amen, say louder amen. Now, are you ready for number 5? Now, kingship involves the readiness to keep the enemy where they belong. A real king, is a man who lives in a readiness to keep the enemy where they belong. Job chapter 15 verse 24. The Bible speaking, he said, trouble and anguish shall make him afraid. Now the beeper says they shall prevail against him. But he said, as a king ready to the battle, one thing we know about kings is readiness. You are looking for fight. I'm ready. You want to trespass my land? Be ready for death. Somebody say amen. Somebody say louder amen. Somebody shout the loudest amen. Readiness. They have a heart for fight. I heard the story of Alexander the Great. That one of the soldiers under him, his name was Alexander. And that soldier was behaving so cowardly and fearful. And he looked at him. Said, Alexander, is that what your name? He said, yes. Say, either you change your action or you change your name. You can't be my namesake and be a chicken. Change your action or change your name. At an early age, you already conquered the world. Under 30s, 20s, the then known world. They said there was no more world to conquer. Kings are battle-ready people. That That was how David was. He didn't go to the battlefield to fight. He went to give food. But he saw fight. And he arrived ready for fight. He saw fight. Fight saw him. And he fought fight. And beat fight. Kingship is the readiness to keep the enemies where they belong. Lift your hands and say, in the name of Jesus. Louder, in the name of Jesus. I receive the grace for a fighter to keep the enemy where he belongs. Are you ready for number six? I am very excited about this. Number six, kingship involves the deployment of anger where necessary against evil or wrong. The deployment of anger. The deployment of anger where necessary against evil, against wrong. Proverbs chapter 16, verse 14. The Bible said, the rod of a king is as messengers of death, but a wise man will pacify it. The rod of a king. You don't know how to be a king if there is no element of anger. You don't know how to be a king. Somebody say, do you mean what you are saying? I'll tell you many things today. Proverbs chapter 20 and in verse 2. Proverbs chapter 20 and in verse 2. He said, the fear of a king, Aya, is as the roaring of a lion. Whosoever provoked him to anger sinned against his soul. His Bible. This is in the Bible. The fear of a king is as the roaring of a lion. Whoso provoked him to anger sinned against his own soul. Demons should be telling themselves this. Occultic people should be telling themselves this. Don't go close to that man. Don't get him angry. Don't cross his path. My wife tells me, she said, there is a kind of eyes and face that is not good for anybody to see. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? You sin against your... Listen, the God Almighty, it was anger that created hell. Proverbs chapter... Romans chapter 11, verse 22. Romans 11, 22. He said, behold, therefore, the goodness and severity of God on them which fail, severity. But towards you, goodness, if you continue in his goodness. Otherwise, you also shall be cut off. So, there is goodness in kingship. That is what makes you seek the welfare of people. There is toughness. Toughness. Ruthlessness. That is what makes you deal with the enemies. Goodness without toughness makes weak kings. Weak. See, the man is weak. He's a good man, but very weak. He's occupying the position of a lion with the heart of a sheep. He's a good man, but very weak. Goodness without toughness makes a weak king. And toughness without goodness makes a wicked king. And so the man is very brutal, but you never see his smile. You never see his kindness. He's a wicked man. The
The man is very, very good. Smiley, smiley, but you can't catch his red eye. He's a weak man. Something must make his eyes red. Once in a while, something must provoke his roaring. Are you hearing what I'm saying? When I speak against the devils of this country, my eyes go red on the spot. And when there is that balance between goodness and toughness, that is righteousness. It's a righteous thing with God to recompense tribulation to those who trouble you. 1 Thessalonians chapter 1 verse 6. Marcus chapter 5. Righteousness with God. 7. Seeing it is a righteous thing with God. Second. It's a righteous thing with God to recompense tribulation to them. 2 Thessalonians 1 6. With God to them who trouble you. Come. And to you who are troubled, rest with us. Am I communicating at all? So kingship involves the deployment of anger where necessary. I just showed you now. Okay, somebody says that anger, I showed you the severity of God. Now look at Ephesians 4:26. Be ye angry. If you stop there, it is a commandment. Be angry. The only thing is that don't sin with it. But be angry. Be ye angry. If there is nothing that makes you angry, something is wrong with you. I am not telling you angry with your wife or angry with your father or your husband or something. I am telling you angry where there needs to be angry. Anger. Deal with the devil where the devil needs to be dealt with. I think there are people here tonight that need a fresh baptism of anger. A fresh mantle. A fresh grace. A fresh help. Can you imagine? Papa Oyede Koroad on Sunday. People at his level, like 2 or 3 or 4, roared equally. And at all levels, there is roaring from every altar. We are roaring here. They are roaring everywhere. And we are serving notice to the devil. You don't have Nigeria. You don't have Africa. Return to where you came from. We will bury you here in this land. We bury you in this nation.
Somebody said there are over 160,000 terrorists in the country. That's what somebody said. And I said that means nothing. One angel killed 185,000 one night. One angel killed 185,000 in one night. Not one month, one night. So an angel does not need one night to bury all of them. One David used catapult to pull down Goliath. The time will come shortly where the locals in the villages will use dang gun like catapult to bring 100 down. They are with their general purpose machine gun and firing automatic rifle, and a villager saying, in the name of Jesus, brrr. It happened sometime in Agatu. It happened before. Some group of young men came there at that time. Brrr. It's a catapult that God multiplied. Multiplied 1,000 direction. Am I communicating? Look at the number. Say, when last were you angry? Ask him, say, what made you angry? If it is your wife, it's a useless anger. if it is your husband, that one, said to yourself, anger is not what to say, to handle that. That one is a sin. Said to yourself with that one, anger is not what is prescribed for that situation. Am I communicating at all? Somebody shout hallelujah.
Are you ready tonight?
So when we are talking about kingship, I'm sure when some people saw the title kings and priests, say, what is it? What is what is going to be? Okay, we are going to be very important and very great. No. We are going to be very lethal, very brutal, very ferocious. We are going to be no nonsense. Am I communicating at all? We are going to be no nonsense. We are going to be no nonsense. We are going to be no nonsense. No nonsense.
Instantly reactive. Provocative. Proactive. Both reactive and proactive, but majorly proactive.
While they are contemplating their evil, bram, Jehovah God arrives and deals with them. Lift up your hands and say, Father,
in the name of Jesus, I receive the grace. I receive the grace. I receive the grace. I receive the grace to exist as a king. In the name of Jesus. And put the enemy where they belong.
Take your seat and let's round off right now.
How many of you remember the anger of David when he went to the battle? Who is this uncircumcised Philistine? How many of you know that was not a conversation? Who is this uncircumcised? Who is this uncircumcised Philistine? Who is this non-covenant Philistine that he should defy the armies of my... I better die than watch this man molest the people of God.
His brother Eliab came and said, I am your senior brother. What are you doing? Get out. What have I done? Is there not a cause? If you are too mumutious to see reason, I see reason. Get out. In matters of destiny, sentiments must submit to principles. Sentiments. This is my brother. This is my cousin. This is my friend. This is how he feels. They must submit, surrender to principles. They must submit to principles. They must submit to principles. We're only born by the same father. Our destiny is different. Eliab, see yourself. Me and you, do we look alike? Do we behave alike? Do we think alike? When you are hanging around at home, was I not keeping the sheep? My thinking and your thinking are different. Move aside. Please, somebody tell me. I want to deal with this man. Don't think that because you are attending the same church, you are thinking the same thought with some people. Don't think so. Don't think that because you have the same father, physical father or spiritual father, that you are thinking the same with some people. Don't behave. Don't think so. You will be too disappointed.
There was a time I thought I was the same with many people. I didn't know that we are totally different. In thinking, in perspective, in everything.
Hallelujah. Again, in matters of destiny, sentiments must surrender, must submit to principles. Hallelujah. And so, kingship is confirmed in your capacity. Now, that anger will lead to the next level. That was number one. I'm going to round off now.
It will lead, that was number six. Number seven. Now it will lead to number seven. Kingship involves the issuance of verdicts, decrees, and judgments where necessary. You issue verdicts, issue decrees, issue judgments where necessary. There is something they call executive orders that overrules everything that anybody wants to do or vote on this or that. This is an executive order. You issue verdicts, issue decrees, judgments.
Hallelujah. In Proverbs chapter 16 and in verse 10, Proverbs 16 and in verse 10, it says, a divine sentence is in the lips of the king. his mouth transgresseth not in judgment. There is a sentence in his mouth.
In Proverbs chapter 20 and in verse 8, the Bible said again concerning the king, a king that sitteth
higher. I enjoy a lot of these scriptures in Proverbs today.
He said, a king that sitteth in the throne of judgment is scattereth away all evils, even with his eyes. He's just eyeing you, your wickedness disappears. He just looks at you with one eye. You wanted to tell a lie, you change your intention. A king that sitteth in the throne of judgment scattereth away. That is, if you don't sit in judgment, evil will flourish around you. Evil will thrive. Evil people will have holiday. So you must carry a judgmental mantle. You must carry a vengeance mantle. You must carry a mantle.
We are witches, wizards,
agents of darkness
cannot survive.
Carry that mantle.
Judge them. Proverbs 29, verse 4. I'm sure you say the king by judgment establisheth the land. But he that receiveth gift, the one who takes bribes, overthroweth it.
Judgment makes him establish.
You can't be established. You can't. Your position is not secure if you don't carry a dangerous judgmental mantle.
Whatever place God has given you in life, it is not guaranteed
without judgment. Ecclesiastes 8:4, it says, where the word of the king is, there is power. And who is saying to him, what doest thou? That leads us finally to point number 8. Kingship involves subduing. The subduing or the subjugation of enemy rebellion. Who saith to him, what doest thou?
Enemy rebellion.
In Proverbs chapter 30 and in verse, that was already Ecclesiastes 8:4. In Proverbs chapter 30 and in verse 31, it talks about three things. A greyhound, look at from verse 30, a lion, which is strongest among the beasts and turneth not away for any. A greyhound, and he goat also,
and a king,
against whom there is no rising up. I am doing the right thing, and you want to shift me from my position, you are down. That is, Satan, you can't rebel again. You know, some time back, one agent of the devil, channel of the devil, because he may not be a conscious agent, said, in the name of Jesus, command you, God, say, I will not go. I cannot go. They gave her to me when she was a child. This and that and that. How many of you remember? So she expects me to be in communication. Won't you come out? How many are you? You know, the only time Jesus asked the devil, what is your name? Only one time. And you make doctrines at least in the mouth of two or three witnesses. You don't pick one thing and turn it into a doctrine. Only once he says, what is your name? And he told a lie. Say, Legion. Legion is a number, not a name. Battalion. How can you ask a liar to tell the truth? So Jesus didn't ask them anymore. After that, he didn't ask another devil, what is your name? I said, I told the devil, I said, you don't know where you are? Didn't they tell you?
The place where they do that kind of thing is not here. Get out!
He went for good and didn't talk again. This is not here to manifest rebellion.
A girl who was delivered from absence seizure was testifying on the altar here, and the devil arrived there to make her get into that seizure disorder again, right here. I stood from my seat and rushed there like a lion.
You manifested at the wrong place. The devil was checked out to hell. You don't tolerate rebellion in royalty.
You don't tolerate satanic rebellion. Otherwise, it undermines your royalty. You don't tolerate rebellion. You don't tolerate it. It's not allowable from the devil, from any agent of hell. It's not tolerable.
I heard that some time ago, a young man in youth church, after we finished preaching, he would come and say his own to gather some people and say, we are all priests and kings. There's nothing like tithing and so forth and so on. So I said, tell him that the people he's talking to, he didn't gather them. God gathered them here for us to instruct them what God taught us. He had the right to say whatever he wants, but not here. In our area, one day, we gave people later to release them. So you are a member of the church. We have found that your membership is disastrous. Please, there are so many churches in the world. Find one. From your operation, it is confirmed that you don't belong here. Either find one or you start. I mean, your operation is showing that you don't belong here. Because two cannot work together. I said they agree. Allah. That's what has helped us to where we are, where we are still going. Anything that has more than one head is a monster. Head is only one. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a loud amen.
How many of you are ready to rise into your kingship? Stand on your feet with a shout of victory. A louder shout of victory. A louder shout of victory. A louder shout of victory. The loudmost shout of victory.
Remain standing. Tomorrow, we will take this forward as we look into the way of kingship, the secrets. But let me just tell you two things in standing. There are two things that will guarantee or that will place you on the way of kingship. Number one is the revelation of the word. The revelation. Galatians chapter 2 verse 2 says, I went up by revelation. The word of God, like we are saying tonight, just opens your eyes. Opens you up. In John, I believe, chapter 10, verse 35, he said, he called them gods unto whom the word came. And the scriptures cannot be broken. That is, he shifted their position to the level of rulership and authority and dominion because the word came to them. Revelation of the word. Number two, the mindset of authority and royalty. You need to carry a mindset. You need to carry a mindset. You need to carry a mindset. A mindset of authority, a mindset of royalty. A man that is in honor and understandeth not is like a beast that perish. The man is royalty, but is not aware. Psalm 49, verse 12 and verse 20. Mindset. He's like the beast that perish. Nevertheless, man that is in honor and understandeth not is like the beasts that perish. I learned a lot from my earthly father in his royalty operation. He carried himself. He was a paramount filler, the second class chief, the chief of our local government. He was chief first from the district head, and was district head for 40-something or 50 years, and then 40-something years, and then became. He carried, if you saw the dignity with which he moved. We had a meeting for, I think it was in Leach Hotel then in Otoko, where we had a meeting for local government people and influential people. He was invited, and he came. And when it was time for food, he said he would not eat. He said, what's happening? He said, royalty, don't eat with everybody like that. He refused. He said, oh no, he will not. He will not. He won't eat it. That in fact, they will find them. That even in their traditional council, you are caught and everybody is there. And you are there. Many of us, we don't know who we are. So you carry yourself with an inferiority of mentality. It is not arrogance to recognize your real status. Not knowing who you are is not humility, it's stupidity. Behaving below your status is not humility, it's stupidity. Neither are we advocating that you should move about with arrogance. It's a combination of humility and authority. It's mixed together. Healthy esteem. You don't look braggadocious, but also they look at you and they say there's something about this person. There is something more to this person. These two will start with it and continue tomorrow. I want us to make some decrees tonight. You start first, you lift your hands and lift your voice. We start first. And you are going to say after me, say, Father, thank you. Say it louder, say, Father, thank you. That can be louder. Say, Father, I thank you for your goodness and your mercy towards me tonight. Thank you for your word. The revelation of your word changing my life. Thank you, Lord, for the correct mindset. I receive your help and your mercy. Oh, Lord, in the name of Jesus, go ahead, open your mouth and pray. Jesus Christ. Amen. The name of Jesus Christ. Amen.